I notice we're a little bit behind time, and I did want to indicate that the goal of our team that assembled this summary presentation on partnerships really was interested in laying the foundation for a follow-up discussion on any points. An analogy came to mind as I was listening to the other presentations, and at this time of year, many of us are very interested in college football bowl games, and the idea of the importance of defense and offense as part of the total program, and I think it comes to play here, where offensively the program and all partners are looking to rid the boll weevil from the U.S. The defensive part is actually dealing with the unwanted, the volunteer and regrowth cotton. And so I just think that analogy plays out in handling those two issues simultaneously. Basically, what I'd like to do is reference the four columns to the right of this diagram. And basically what we're looking at is a partnership of technical entities. We indicate ARS, TDA, and other state departments of agriculture, universities such as Texas AgriLife Research and Extension, and also APHIS. Each of these entities are partners, first of all, through technical advisory committees providing technical guidance. And I wanted to note two shared or common aspects. One is with communication with the CPACs. I think that's an area that is essential, and we need to learn, and I'm glad to hear, Frank, from you as a producer, that any way that we can better communicate with you and find out what issues are, whether we have direct responsibility for that or if we can help to figure out a way that we can handle these issues together. And I think your relationship and dealing with Charles Suh's work on your fields, that helps us, and hopefully it helps you in the end. So across the board, this communication with the CPACs is essential. The other is, and this is on the defensive side, is the locating the volunteer and regrowth cotton. Sometimes it's on the premises of a farm, and other times it's not. And our goal is to complete eradication and also to do it in an effective, efficient, accelerated manner. And the other aspect is to sustain that effort. So we have folks even from outside these active hotspots in South Texas where we're assisting other eradication programs in helping them to maintain an efficient program, maintain their costs through effective trapping and quality control of their products. While we have various shared aspects of responsibility for this partnership with the eradication programs, we also have unique expertise, resources, and responsibilities. For instance, ARS is involved with quality control of the lures that are used in these programs to ensure that the products are operating as they have successfully in the past and ensuring that it's uniformly consistent throughout zones in Texas. Larry showed the many zones in Texas. And sometimes, one thing, Larry did show the resolution at the field level where he used those three-dimensional bar graphs. And I think that's really where the rubber hits the road. And that is, sometimes the problems are extremely isolated at this stage of progress with the eradication programs, that while there might be very successful eradication through much of a zone or a district, sometimes there are areas that are just hard to deal with, and perhaps it's due to flooding, lack of rain. You know, there's the human element, not only the trappers, but even the producer. You know, life happens to people, you know, and that sometimes there may be an issue that prevents a producer from managing the field the way that they would prefer to do so. And sometimes it's due to weather, and sometimes it's just due to circumstances. The other aspect, ARS and university partnerships, through their research, development of knowledge, and also development of technologies that might help expedite the progress, the success of the eradication program. And also, and this was mentioned, I believe, Noel, it was probably in your slide set, the idea of education and tech transfer. There are many things that have been done, such as chemical stock destruction, that maybe some producers in certain areas may not be fully knowledgeable or feel confident in adopting a new technology, so there's extension activity that's really critical to help in some of these areas, such as Medina County in the Winter Garden area. So we have these shared aspects. TDA and APHIS have the regulatory aspects, looking at stock destruction deadlines, compliance issues, and also, as I said, many times these issues are outside the production area. We talked about the deer hunting and so forth as a potential. We don't know that it's a definite threat, but it's a potential that needs to be investigated and mapped and understood. APHIS, with their role for oversight of the overall programs, and also with interstate quarantines, whereas TDA handles intrastate quarantines. One of the elements as a researcher that I see for the eradication program, where we can better help serve the program, is by being the recipient of trap data, certain aspects of reporting of spray schedules when we're investigating, conducting research in a particular area. It's that coordination and communication in a timely manner that helps us do a better job in serving the foundation, so that our research data, we don't just wait until the end of the growing season to provide useful information back to the foundation. Now, the additional partner, obviously, this is critical, and that's the grower, and reporting any issues. First of all, reporting the cotton plantings in a timely manner, because that then sets the stage for the foundation to come in and set up their traps and begin mapping and trapping the fields and setting up their schedule for treatment. We talked about stock destruction deadlines. Again, many times, even in the producer conference this morning, some of these images about the devastating rainfall that prevents any activity on the farm at that point. Well, one of the things I'd like to mention, I'm a meteorologist, and often we've been looking at some of these issues that complicate eradication. On the other hand, some of the timely occurrence of precipitation for late season or post-harvest germination of plants and then killing frosts, that really may bode well for 2010. So I'd like to keep that in mind. And again, growers being a communicating partner, we're blessed with having access to fields to conduct research and investigate some of these issues that may be of relevance and importance to the eradication program. And we really need to give credit to the producers for helping us try to help the eradication program. David Costrin had provided, he's with the Texas Department of Agriculture, and he provided this information that reiterates the importance of the enforcement of these regulations. And again, his point number four, I can't stress enough, the idea of communication with the CPACs. I think that's an area that we need to be responsive. We need to understand what the growers need in terms of what their critical needs are, and also maybe do a better job of information that can help the eradication program through this knowledge transfer, education. If there are specific questions, maybe one, Charles was talking about door-to-door activity. Well, at the CPAC meeting, these are fairly intimate, you know, small gatherings where if there are any questions, we should be able to provide that information or take questions back to the lab and do some additional analysis or background work that we can provide answers to some of these tough questions. And again, one of the things that I liked about this morning's structure was to look at specific issues affecting various geographic production areas, because they are unique. And that's where these CPACs can really help us customize and investigate, you know, focus the investigation on what the critical needs are within a specific area. And even within a zone such as Southern Blacklands, it's such a vast geographic area that not all farms will be treated the same way because they're not all exposed to the same environments. And with that, I'll conclude. I wanted to mention John Adamczyk, Charles Allen, and David Kostrin were full contributors on this. And I know John's here. Charles is, I think, in the room here. And David was unable to attend from the Texas Department of Agriculture, but certainly they can join in answering any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, John.